This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What does the world economy look like? I don't know, maybe a neatly stacked pile of steel shipping containers in blue, green, or burgundy? Now, business journalist has teamed up with a graphic designer and pulled together a book of infographics that has the heft of an atlas. On the line from Berlin is Thomas Ramge, co-author of The Global Economy as You've Never Seen It. It's for the eye, but we're going to try to evoke this for the ear. Thanks for joining us, Thomas.
It's a pleasure, and I'm very grateful that I can be on the show.
The global economy is an idea that is central to our lives, but you can't see it. It's often almost a metaphor. Why did your team set out to try to visualize the world economy?
What we're trying to do in this book is to visualize data and visualize abstract context to lower the entry barriers into the complex world of economics.
So you're trying to use advanced graphic design and infographics and data to explain this stuff so people can explore. Let's just zoom into a couple of parts of this. Page 88 and 89, it says the jeans business, the blue jeans business. On the left side of the page, you depict a cartoon pair of blue jeans. On the left side is supposedly off-brand jeans available maybe at a place like Walmart Cheap Jeans. And on the right side of those pants is designer blue jeans that cost a lot of money, about $300. What do you get from looking at that particular part of your graphic?
Are you wearing a jeans right now?
Of course I am. I mean, I'm an American.
The jeans that you're wearing might have traveled, or the parts in it might have traveled more than 30,000 miles before it was put in a store in New York or Los Angeles. So the cotton of your jeans might have been picked in Kazakhstan, or the washing might have been done in Taiwan, and the buttons and ribbons might come from Italy. And the distribution then has been organized in Europe and the United States. And so jeans are very practical examples, and those were the examples we were looking for that make the global economy tangible.
All right, now, Thomas, to page 96. What I'm looking at is a flat map of the world. It is covered in a fuzz of filaments, like someone has spread steel wool across the map of the world. Now, these are not random lines. There are patterns here. What is this?
These are the transport lines of goods and people in the world. And as you might have realized, we didn't draw the borders on it. What we see here is a map how the world in reality is connected. We firmly believe that the global economy is not a zero-sum game, but that if we collaborate on the global scale, if we have competition in fair terms, we all win.
The book is called Global Economy, As You've Never Seen It, 99 ingenious illustrations that put it all together. Mr. Ramge, thank you so much.
I thank you.